We in the SDLP are very proud to be the party of real hope and genuine ambition for the island of Ireland and for all our people. We believe that the SDLP's unique vision for the future is what makes us different. The SDLP's hopes and ambitions match the pressing needs of ordinary, hard-working people whom we are privileged to represent at every level. And with your support, we will be able to represent them again in Europe. So at this point, I would like to warmly congratulate Alec Attwood, our candidate in the European election. Alec has served us brilliantly as a minister, and he is well qualified to take back John Hume's seat and put a robust pro-European SDLP voice back in Brussels at the heart of European affairs. Next May's European and Super Council elections will give everyone an opportunity to tell the DUP and tell Sinn Féin what they think of their poor record in government and their failure to deliver any significant change for the better. And as we approach those elections, I recall vividly a moment 2 years ago when you elected me as leader. I pledged to you then to spearhead the reorganisation, rebuilding and regeneration of our party, the SDLP. And I'm delighted to tell you that today, from Armagh to Antrim, from Belfast to Baileach, and from Derry to Downpatrick to Derry, and all places in between, the SDLP is being vigorously renewed and re-energised. And we have plenty of evidence of it here this weekend. We are ready for the electoral battle next May. And with a little more help from each of you, we will confound the critics and baffle the cynics. To all of you, our members, activists and supporters, who backed us through thick and thin, I say a heartfelt thank you. And I say thank you to our retiring councillors who have served their communities so well with commitment and passion. We commend your incredible legacies to our new councillors and candidates. To our many new activists and new council candidates who are coming forward, and again there's many of them here this weekend. These people are eager to play their part. And to those people out there who are still thinking about how they should vote, particularly new first-time voters, I say to them, have a good look at the SDLP and what we stand for. If you want a party that's open and honest and inclusive and believes in give and take as a principle and not just a tactic, you have found your political home. And what a home it is. At its heart are men and women, the true giants of Irish politics. John Hume, Seamus Mallon, Eddie McGrady, Dr. Joe Hendry, Reid Rogers. We are their successors and the carrier of their hopes and ambitions. And at this stage, I'd like to a little bit digress and repeat a message I delivered to conference at the opening. And I want to tell you some sad news. 3 days ago, I stood at the side of Eddie McGrady's bed. And Eddie is very, very low. But he wasn't that low that he said he wanted me to convey a message to conference and to each of you. First of all, he apologised that he wasn't able to be here, but he says, I'm not really in any fit state. But he says, I've been at a 41 out of 42 conference, and that's not a bad record. I should be allowed to miss. But But he wanted to make sure that I delivered his good wishes and his hopes that this conference was a great success. Eddie went farther. He said he had a message for our young people. That's all of you new people that are here, you fresh young faces. He wanted me to tell them from him that when John Hume and Seamus, Jerry Fitt and Austin Curry and Paddy Devlin and Joe Hendron and Ivan Cooper, Paddy O'Hanlon, Reed Rogers, himself and an array of others set out in 1970, they had a massive challenge before them. But with the Good Friday Agreement, they had succeeded beyond their greatest dreams. And he said, yourself and Margaret and Mark and the various MLAs can reorganise and reposition the party and things are going reasonably well. But he says the real challenge falls to today's 25 or 30 year olds who must pick up the gauntlet and rise to the challenge of finishing the job. And he said that job is creating a new Ireland, prosperous and peace with itself. He said, don't worry about me. Don't mourn for me. Don't cry for me. Just get out there and finish the job. Conference, I don't mind telling you that I left that bedside a bit shook up. But on with today's business and take Eddie's orders. Day in and day out, I receive a clear message when I speak to ordinary people in their homes or on the street or speak to them at a GA match. Different people may use different words, but they say it, that what they're saying is the same. The message is very, very clear. The message is that they feel let down. In fact, they feel very badly let down. Yes, to a lot of people out there, the DUP and Sinn Féin are the parties of disappointment, of false promise, of poor government, of bad politics, and of no results. People feel that they've had their chance, and they've failed the test. And no one knows that better than our new Environment Minister, Mark H. Durkin. Mark had the courage to face up to their shenanigans and pull the plug on the toxic planning bill.
Here.
No one knows that better than Alec Atwood, who prepared the way for Mark H. Durkin in that department. Or John Dallet, who's leading the gallant fight to retain the jobs of the driver and vehicle licensing workers in Coleraine. Or Patsy McGlone, our Chair of Enterprise Trade and Investment, who holds government agencies and big banks to account. Or Sean Rogers, who sits on the Public Accounts Committee and poses tough questions on government waste. Or Dolores Kelly and Alba McGuinness, who are fighting to ensure that policing serves the people and is not compromised by an unaccountable national crime agency. Or Margaret Ritchie, who's fighting to defend our farmers, fishermen, and rural communities in the DEFRA Committee at Westminster. No Dunnig, Obrolakan, Atag, Brunu, Act, Changa, Abehogun, the Kudge Shaw, Dinchur. Tan Party Shaw, Go Lager, our son, Nagilga, Abe, Om, Marshanga, Alehol, Sa, Cheer Shaw. The public out there can clearly see that SDLP ministers, MLAs and MPs do make a difference in challenging and facing down the bad politics and poor government of the DUP and Sinn Féin. We will never abdicate our responsibility to go the extra mile, to stretch ourselves, to work with others, and to rebuild your faith in good politics that delivers real opportunities for all our people. Politics have to deliver results for everybody, particularly ordinary, hard-working families. And I believe that our core SDLP values are central to rebuilding faith in politics and trust in politicians and delivering worthwhile benefits. These core values are simple: reconciliation, social justice, and prosperity. These are not abstract concepts. They define the SDLP. They define the SDLP's objectives and whole approach to politics. After 30 years of murder, abuse, suffering, our battered society is crying out for healing and reconciliation. And that's reconciliation, not just within Northern Ireland, but between the North and the South, and between Ireland and Britain. The second one, social justice, demands that our vulnerable people are protected, that our families have ready access to decent health care and don't have to wait weeks for a medical appointment, and that our old people feel secure in their homes and on the street. Prosperity means worthwhile employment opportunities and real sustainable jobs that give hard-working families financial security and the ability to plan for the future. Conference, economic prosperity is vital for social stability. It is the only way we can underpin the reconciliation and social justice that will in turn anchor, on the long term, our hard-won peace in a new North and a new Ireland. Reconciliation, the Good Friday Agreement, overwhelmingly endorsed by all the people of this island, bound us to firmly dedicate ourselves to the achievement of reconciliation, tolerance, and mutual trust. These values have the potential to transform the whole of society on this island and propel us out of the current political, social, and economic paralysis. Politics has been degraded in the past year, but we cannot allow that to continue. Northern Ireland must function for its people, politically and economically, and it must be seen to function, delivering a better living for all of our people. Delivering a better living demands that both parts of this island need to grow ever closer in social harmony and ever deeper in economic cooperation, building our dynamic new Ireland with ever closer links to Britain and Europe, long envisaged by John Hume and Seamus Mallon, Austin Curry, and all the others that have led this party, founded this party, and led us to this stage. We still have a long way to go to achieve any substantial measure of reconciliation. The many broken promises in the programme for government show the disappointing failure of the DUP and Sinn Féin, for instance, including the failure to get to grips with a shared future, a failure to do anything about the collusion issues, a failure to do anything about real power sharing, a failure to do anything about integration. In local councils, the unionists have been frustrating power sharing and inclusivity at every opportunity. And it's now, I'm saying, high time that the DUP clarified exactly, without ifs, without buts, and without maybes, where they actually stand on meaningful partnership in local government. Conference, Sinn Féin has stood back and allowed the DUP to slow down the evolution of their all-island cross-border bodies and hollow out the Good Friday Agreement. And as Irish nationalists, quite simply, we say, this is totally unacceptable. The DUP and Sinn Féin have together turned their backs on the essential inclusivity and sharing on which the Good Friday Agreement was built. And I want now to serve notice on Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness that the SDLP will continue pressing to advance reconciliation and ensure that the views of ordinary people will be heard at the heart of government with the re-establishment and reconvening of the Civic Forum. And Taoiseach, we want to warmly welcome the support that you offered us on this issue and gave us on this issue in your recent speech at Cambridge. You have no idea how much we appreciated it. We've made some progress on reconciliation on a number of fronts, including policing, which Dolores Kelly is now tackling very well, and I want to congratulate Dolores on her powerful speech last night. But despite... despite the little bits of progress, overall our politics have soured. We are all paying a high price for failing to live up to the hopes and ambitions that people out there, had for the Good Friday Agreement. In the last year, the North has not moved forward politically or economically as we would have hoped, or built anything onto the progress that had been made in previous times. For much of the past year, riots and mayhem have dominated the headlines. Hundreds of courageous PSNI officers holding the line have been injured. The police have been stretched to breaking point, and the economy of Belfast has been severely damaged. Delegates, I want to touch on the flags issue. And as Irish nationalists, we make no apology for regarding the tricolour as our national flag. And we believe that the tricolour and emblems and symbols and language of an Irish nature should be given party of esteem. Last December, Belfast City Council arrived at a sensible compromise to fly the Union flag on designated days, a decision that we supported. It's unfortunate that the Unionists can't do compromise. I want to turn briefly to the Haas talks. You know that the negotiations, and Alec outlined some of the details vividly earlier, these negotiations are well underway, and that flying of flags is one of the issues that will be addressed along with parading and dealing with the past. And I'm pleased, and at this stage, I want to, like the Taoiseach, congratulate Alec and thank Alec and Joe for the skill that they've shown over the last number of months. We all wish them well in their efforts there and pledge our full support to them in the period ahead. But I think it's important that while we do that, we have to make a few things clear about this talks process. The SDLP's goal is a sustainable, comprehensive agreement on flags, and parading, and dealing with the past, and along with that, any other unfinished business that comes up. This will enable us to fairly reflect the new political realities that have emerged since Good Friday 1998. The SDLP wants other parties to work with us to address the past on an ethical basis. It is more than just truth recovery, acknowledgement and accountability. The needs of victims and survivors must have priority in this process, especially the voices of those victims that have been silent for too long, such as the families of the disappeared, profiled so movingly in a recent documentary. And I want to commend Oliver McVeigh and his family and all the other families that are there. And that's why today I'm wearing the Forget Me Not badge. For us, this is a critical part of creating a healed and reconciled society and a society at peace with itself. Central to that healing process is uncovering the truth about all the killings and securing answers and a measure of justice for all the victims and survivors. That includes getting to the truth about the appalling British state collusion with loyalist murder gangs that takes on a more sinister character with every new disclosure. That collusion is truly shocking, but it never ever justified a single IRA atrocity. The IRA must come clean and tell the truth as well. And no IRA atrocity can ever justify Unionist politicians dismissing collusion. Such talk is insulting to victims and survivors, and indeed is insulting to the hundreds of honest RUC officers who hunted down loyalist killers as well as IRA killers and brought them to justice. Conference, I want to tell you that we're delighted today to have with us Denise Fox, daughter of Denny Mullen, an SDLP stalwart and an election agent for Seamus Mallon, who was murdered by the Glenan gang in 1975. We're joined also by Anne Cadwallader, the author of a powerful new book on this sorrowful chapter in our history. The book is Lethal Allies, British Collusion in Ireland. Both Denise and Anne will have an opportunity to speak to us later. On parading, it is a fundamental requirement of the SDLP that where disputes occur, solutions involve genuine dialogue with residents. In the absence of dialogue and local agreement, there must be an independent adjudication body totally removed from politics and political parties with the power to make determinations and decisions with the force of law. And that sounds like a parades commission to me. It's the SDLP's view that in public spaces and public buildings, there must be a comprehensive approach to addressing matters of political and cultural identity that deals with all aspects, emblems, symbols, languages, memorabilia. And we insist, Thomas Stewart, that the British and Shadow Secretary of State, that the British and Irish governments must be co-guarantors of any agreement that emerges from the Haas talks. They must be fully engaged. They must be fully engaged in any outcomes and exert all their power and influence for a sustainable to ensure that the solution is sustained. And today, as we reflect on the past, we must remember that this is the eve of Remembrance Sunday. And our thoughts are with all those who fell in the both world wars, great wars, and with their families, especially those from all traditions on the island of Ireland. In the next 10 years, we will have many historical events to commemorate. And is it too much to hope that all of us might reflect on the wonderful example of reconciliation by President Mary McAleese and Queen Elizabeth during the Queen's historic state visit to Ireland 2.5 years ago? And that maybe over the next 10 years, on our journey of healing and reconciliation, the various commemorations can help all our people towards a better respect and mutual understanding of each other's traditions. But in dealing with the past in a meaningful way, we have to ensure that there's a secure and stable future. That future can only be pinned with social justice at its core.